So let's take a look now at the second premise. Everything that begins to exist has a cause. Now, why should we affirm that one? Well, let me go ahead and post our next slide here. And basically, the argument that I would present here is that it's impossible to form an infinite collection by successive addition. That if you add one thing after another, after another, after another, you're never going to wind up with an infinite number of things. And so if the past is infinite, then we've got another event after another event after another event that's been added together, and we look back and lo and behold, we have an infinite past. But that's not something that can happen. And another way of thinking about it is if the past forms an infinite collection, then in order for it to be the present, you will have had to have passed through the last stage of the infinite past. But if the infinite past is an infinite collection, then there is no last stage to pass through. And so there is no way to get to now, because you'd have to pass through the end of this infinite collection in order to get here, and there would be no end. But obviously it's now, and so it can't be the case that there's been this infinite collection that has happened before. So what sort of objection might we consider to that? Well, Alex Malpass, a philosopher from Australia, wrote a paper called All the Time in the World. And in that paper, he considers an objection by a guy named, I believe it's Dretzky, if I'm pronouncing that properly. And in that argument, basically, they try to raise a counterexample. And with the counterexample, what they're saying is they consider a guy named George who's counting to infinity. And they say, well, throughout the infinite future, how many numbers will he count? And the claim is, well, it's an infinite collection. So since it's actually infinite, you know, here we don't have this problem, because if the future can be an infinite, then nonetheless, you know, here we have our counterexample. And so we shouldn't accept this principle or this argument. So it's not really undermining the premises of the argument, the successive addition argument, which is one of William Lane Craig's that I've laid out. But it's more just giving a counterexample. Well, it can't be true because here's this counterexample of the future. And so Malpass says, or concludes, we've considered a counterexample to the second premise of Craig's successive addition argument. We think this leaves the original argument as unsound given the existence of a viable counterexample to the second premise. So what should we say there? Well, it happens to be the case that I think Malpass is misunderstanding the successive addition argument. And the reason why is that there are a couple of other claims that he makes in the paper, the same paper, that kind of give up the ghost, so to speak. It kind of shows, kind of concedes the argument. And there's two in particular. So first he says, one cannot count to a number with no immediate predecessor. If that is what it takes to count to infinity, then it seems that one certainly cannot count to infinity. Well, that's just what we're saying. We're looking at the past and saying, well, if we've passed through infinity now, if we've got an infinite collection of the past, then you can't, there can be no predecessor to now, but obviously we would have to have passed through that predecessor. So that kind of concedes the argument. And then the other thing he says is, in contrast, the numbers George will have counted at any time in the future is always finite. And so no matter when you look in the future, it's always going to be the case that the numbers that he's counted is finite. But if the past is infinite, then right now the numbers that he's counted is infinite. And so it's not finite now if he's been counting for all of past eternity. And so the fact that this quote in particular, I think, really shows the strength of the argument is, if the past is infinite, then he has counted to infinite. It's the number that he's counting is not finite now. And so since it will always be finite at all times, then obviously the past can't be infinite. Hope that makes sense. I've kind of explained that in a weird way. Basically, if George will always have counted a finite number, and if the past is infinite, then he has counted an infinite number, well, then it follows by modus tollens that the past is not infinite, is kind of the way the logic works there. Thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, please like and subscribe. Please also look at the show notes in order to find a link to our group so that you can join our next discussion. I look forward to chatting with you.